In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5hourenergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan Shot today.
BT and Sal back on the Fan on this Monday. We're awaiting Brian Daboll, who will be addressing the media. We will go to that live once he does and then come back and react to it. We'll continue with your calls as well. You know, BT, I didn't think I was going to be into the, just a side note as we fill here, I didn't think I was going to be as into the Jet game as I was yesterday. So much so that I was like, yeah, what the hell? I'll work, take the extra shift. You know, the holidays are coming up, new house. I mean, take any additional income that we could get.
Every penny counts.
And have some fun doing a show on a Sunday. Yeah. But I was actually more intrigued and interested in that Jet game than I thought I would be. And even moving forward, I was like, I'm not going to watch the Giants. And who knows if Drew Locke were going to be the quarterback, if I was going to have interest maybe that I didn't think I would have initially. But now I know I'm going to be into Tommy DeVito's led Giants. I don't know about the Jets moving forward, although we'll get to them in a little bit. Right now, Brian Daboll is not addressing the media. He is false alarm right there. We'll await once he is there. Then the boys will let me know, and then we can throw it here. But the intrigue with the Jets, I'm not sure, is there. With the Giants, it is, because Tommy DeVito. Here is Brian Daboll.
So we're making a quarterback switch here from Daniel, and we're going to go with Tommy. I spoke with all the quarterbacks this morning before our morning meeting. Let them know what the direction that we're going. Those are never easy conversations. Got a lot of respect for all three of those guys. After evaluating a bunch of things and looking at a lot of tape and being around Tommy last year, where he created a little bit of a spark for us, that's the reason why we're going with Tommy. Drew will be the backup. Continue to work with him. He's been nothing but a pro, and as was Daniel. So it's never an easy, ever easy conversation to have with the players, but felt like this was a necessary move for us, and look forward to working with Tommy and getting him ready to go against Tampa.
Please raise your hand if you have a question.
Yeah, I got some. I have a few.
We have a few for you.
Paul Schwartz.
Yeah, Brian.
Morning, Paul.
Hey, morning. A couple of quick things. Why now with the move? Obviously, it's the bye. You're on a 5-game losing streak, but why now actually, make the move with Daniel?
Yeah, I think you said some of those things. We're obviously not playing the way any of us want to play, and that's on all of us, but felt like this was a decision that we needed to make here and try to spark things, change things up. And, we went and did it with Tommy. Again, we spent a lot of time here over the last week of evaluating a lot of things and just felt like this was the best thing for us.
And one more quick one. Obviously, you guys signed Drew, gave him a decent contract, and he was the backup in every game. So usually the backup gets the call and not the number three guy. Why, flipping over him to go to Tommy?
Yeah, I understand the question. Again, I got a lot of confidence in Drew, the way he's handled himself since he's been here, and he handled this well too, being a professional. Again, Tommy, we've been with Tommy here for a little bit. He's done a nice job, I would say, throughout practices here, but also we have something to lean on by going back and watching him operate some of our stuff from last year. This is no indication on Drew whatsoever. He's been excellent for us. It was more about what I felt Tommy gave us.
Thank you.
Yep.
Well, then why wasn't he number two
to
start?
Good morning, Gabes. How are you?
Hi, Patty.
I have two for you.
Sure.
First off, can you tell us when the decision was made? Did you make it this morning? Did you make it over the weekend?
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of work over the bye week, including Saturdays and Sundays, and felt comfortable this morning coming in and letting those guys know before the meeting so we can get, kind of the week started here and get on to Tampa preparations. But I did want to make a decision right after the game, however that game went. I wanted to take our time and, watch a lot of tape, not just this year's, last year, some other things too, and try to make the best decision we can make for our team. And, that's what I did.
And then my second question for you is, you know, you mentioned having had Tommy before. How much, if anything, given where you're at, the personnel you have, how much do you tweak to maybe better suit Tommy versus what you had with Daniel?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, that's what we'll be doing here, you know, over the next course of this week and getting ready for Tampa Bay. You know, Tommy has his strengths that we'd like to try to utilize. And we'll try to put the game plan together that's best for our football team, but also is conducive for him to go out there and play well.
Thank you.
Yep.
Bruce back.
So cordial.
Hi, Brian.
Morning, Bruce.
Hey, Coach, you could get a spark now. So what do you say to the fans who don't want to sacrifice higher placement in the draft in order to try to get victories in the remaining seven games?
Yeah, look, we have a lot of football in front of us. I think we all need to be committed to doing everything we can do to, you know, close out the season the right way and just take it one week at a time. And that's where really our focus is going to be, is with Tampa and, you know, certainly all the issues that they present defensively, particularly on the offensive side speaking. And, you know, the only thing we control is our response of, you know, this is how the season has been so far. It doesn't dictate where the season's going. You know, we put a lot of time, effort and energy into this, and that's what we'll all do.
Dan Duggan.
Where's Leonard?
You said Locke will remain number two, right?
He will.
So why Daniel going from one to three?
Yeah, again, I just, you know, I'm going to get into the, you know, the particulars of the conversation. I think Drew's been doing a good job. Again, we're shaking things up, Dan. Obviously putting Tommy there at the one, and you know, we'll do the same thing here, keeping Drew at the two and keep working with him.
Will Daniel remain with the team, practice, all? Because in situations like this in the past, I feel like maybe Derek Carr a few years ago just kind of went home. Will Daniel do that, or will he stick with you?
No, understand the question. No, he's here. He's here, and you know, again, we had a talk right before the meeting today. Never easy. Got a lot of respect for how he goes about his business, for how Drew does, for how Tommy does. Those aren't easy conversations, but no, he's here.
And last one, sure. You know, you say you've done a lot of evaluation looking back at last year, this year, everything. Why do you think you weren't able to get Daniel to, let alone raise his level of play, just get back to the level of play he had in 2022?
It's a good question.
Yeah, I think that's an all-encompassing, you know, that's on everybody. That's just not on Daniel. You know, that's on me. That's on an entire offense of, you know, performance. So, again, making this decision to, you know, try to spark it, to give Tommy an opportunity. Again, he did some nice things when he was in there and he played as a rookie. And I know he's eager for the opportunity.
Palmrock.
Brian, are there any other personnel changes that you're going to be making on either side of the ball here?
Yeah, I would say, you know, that's specific based on the packages that we have, Tom, personnel groups offensively or defensively, you know, a lot less than this, obviously, where you just see the quarterback situation. But there'll be different guys mixing in and out, and we'll take a look at some of these guys that have done a nice job, you know, since they've been here, of maybe they haven't had as many reps, but or we implement them into some personnel groups. And that's what we'll do here over these next couple of days when we get ready for Tampa, is to decide, you know, where these guys fit.
Right. And then just with Tommy, obviously we haven't seen him a lot since training camp. Just, I guess, where have you seen the most growth from him since what last we saw him in the preseason games?
Yeah, I think, again, you go by the meetings that you have with these guys. He's out there practicing and taking show team reps and doing those type of things. And I think he has good fundamentals. I think he's got good quick release. But it's really some of the things in the meeting room when you're talking about tape, or you're talking about pressure packages or re-identifications or checks and things like that. You know, he's played almost 700 snaps for us, preseason and regular season included. So, you know, experience helps. So we'll do everything we can to get him ready.
BT, did you continue to have those, on the fan, listen to Brian Daboll tell the media about the benching of Daniel Jones?
Yeah, I've had some of them. Again, obviously the time is spread out a little bit differently. I've had some of them with him. And again, we're just trying to develop him the best we can. And, you know, he's done a good job of taking to the coaching.
Thank you.
Yep.
Brian Dunleavy.
Hey, Brian.
Want to run?
Hey. I don't want to ignore the elephant in the room. You bench Daniel Jones. What's his future with this franchise beyond this season?
Finally.
Yeah, understand the question, Ry. We're just focused here on this week and the decision that we made to get these guys ready to go. That's where our focus is.
I'd be like, sure, what Daniel, do you think it is?
I would assume Daniel asked you that question, right? Did that come up? Is that something you guys discussed?
Yeah, I'll keep the conversation that we had between us.
And then regarding Tommy, Dave's, like, yep. I get it. You're confident in him now, but I think that would lead anybody to say, well, why, if you're confident in him now, why he hasn't played since last year? So why was Drew Lock signed? Why are you more confident in him now than you were in March to make him the backup, or any of the first 11 weeks when you could have made him the number two instead of Drew Lock?
Somebody was saying that this morning.
Understand the question, right? Again, we went back and we looked at a lot of stuff. We talked about a lot of things and just felt like this was the right move at this time for us. So Tommy will be working hard to get ready to play. And I know Drew will be a good teammate with him. And we'll just focus on trying to get better and get ready for this week.
Thanks.
Yep.
We'll take four more. Connor Hughes.
Yeah, what's up, Ryan? I'm just kind of a little bit of what Dunleavy had just said. I mean, if you're confident in Tommy now, why was he not given a realistic opportunity during the summer to be the backup quarterback or compete for the backup quarterback job? And now just 11 weeks later, it seems like he's going all the way up the depth chart.
There we go.
Yeah, I think, look, like I said, Tommy's been improving since he's been here. Again, have confidence in Drew as well. Just felt like this was the right move to make, Connor, with Tommy.
Pat Leonard.
Hey, Brian, how's it going?
More of a main event.
when you took Daniel out against the Eagles and then the next week you put him back in as the starter against the Steelers, you said the reason was because he gave you the best chance. Do you no longer believe that's true, that he gives you the best chance?
Yeah, I think, look, I'm excited to see what Tommy brings to the table. That's why he's out there, Pat. Again, we had a lot of conversations, studied a lot of stuff, and again, have confidence in Tommy, and that's the reason why he's in there.
Has Tommy outplayed Drew in practice?
I'd say they've both done a good job in the things that we've asked them to do, the look teams, the preparation, being ready to go in case their number's called. Again, the conversation that we had with Drew this morning was a productive one. Obviously, it's, he'd like to be the starter, and I understand that. But again, the spark that Tommy gave, not just, I'd say, the offense, but the team last year, I think is important.
Also, real quick, if you don't mind,
It's okay.
How do you feel their locker room will react to, of course, this benching is at least partly performance-based, but it's well known that there's money and a financial penalty tied to an injury here with Daniel if he keeps playing. How do you guard against the players in the locker room feeling like there are motivations outside of putting the best team on the field for the decisions you're making in this spot?
Yeah, just like I said before, that's why Tommy's out there. I think he'll be ready to go, and I'm excited to see him.
Thanks.
What?
Yep.
Charlie Carroll.
I mean, come on.
Yes. Yeah, Dave.
No.
Give it to him.
No, Dave.
On Pat's question there, how much, you said you had a lot of conversations, how much did that injury guarantee kind of factor into the decision to bench Daniel at this point?
Yeah, the coaches and I met, I'd say every day last week almost and into the weekend. And we evaluate the performance of the players. And we made a decision based off that to go with Tommy.
And then just a second question. How's you guys looking injury-wise coming into this week? Any like long-term or anything?
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, can we fast forward to the next one?
Yeah, I think we're good.
There's only one more.
The injury stuff with me. You got ahead of me on that one, Charlotte.
But yeah, no one cares about that today. That's why.
Today, and everybody will be a full participant in it.
Last one, Jordan Renan.
Just to follow up on that real quick, Brian. Kayvon Thibodeau, do you expect him to come back after the bye?
It's a good question. I think there's a possibility of that, Jordan. I don't want to jump the gun here on it.
But he's not on the practice field yet. That's what you're – because you said everyone's going to be there.
Yeah, everybody that can participate will participate. And then, we'll make a decision here on Kayvon based on where he's at.
And then with Daniel,
how did
that conversation go with him? Like, how did he handle the news? Obviously, he wants to be the starter.
Yeah.
So, well, how would you describe his reaction?
Well, I would say, look, I got a lot of respect for Daniel. I've said that before. Those conversations will remain private. You know, certainly you're not going to be happy about that as a competitor, and I respect that.
And then, we asked you this a lot, but how does ownership factor into this, and how did they factor this specific situation? I know you talk to them all the time, you tell us up, but how did they factor into this situation? And then the perception from some outside is, hey, this is a move you're making because, you know, ownership wants it. It could help put fans in the seats. It
the best question.
Yeah, I've been waiting for this one.
What do you say to that?
Yeah, understand your question, Jordan. Again, our conversations will be private. We have plenty of them.
Mm.
And looking forward to Tommy getting ready here to go against them.
Yeah, yeah. We're done. Yeah, we're good. We're good.
Give you input, or was it you guys coming to them and say, hey, this is the decision that we made?
Yeah, again, respect the question. Our conversations will remain private here, but
nah. I didn't get nothing else there.
They have Dable. You couldn't wait 5 seconds to hear him finish it out. He was not saying anything there.
Not saying anything. We'll take a debate. I respect it, by the way. I get it. The less you say, the less controversy that is going to follow. But the best question, and there were a lot of wasted questions there, but there were a couple of good ones, the best of which came at the end. You know, what influence and what say did ownership have in this discussion and this decision, if any?
Right, because that to me is the question of, like, tank versus trying to keep their jobs. There's a lot at play here. If ownership goes to them and says, or doesn't say anything, meaning they need to win to stay here, then they got to figure out what's going to be the best thing for them right now in the short term. If ownership goes to them and says, I don't care if you win or not, you better make this exciting or you better move on from Joe. Like, there's a lot there that maybe this is more than just Joe Shane and Brian Dable making a quote-unquote football decision.
Yeah, but that's why I, at the top of the show, I said I don't believe what they're saying. I just, not that they're, you know.
Yeah, I don't know what to believe.
That's why I just don't believe anything. I'm open-minded. I see where this goes. Now, I also think you left something out in terms of the wins and the losses and the coaches and the GM's job security. I mean, is there a mandate? Something else I said, but although I posed it as a question at the start of the show, like, is there a mandate from John Mara? Hey, listen, it's getting ugly, man. We're not winning games, so let's just throw them a bone and get, you know, one of our own out there. And, you know, maybe those 15,000, 20,000 empty seats from a lot of New Jersey fans, they, hey, you know, Tommy's playing, I will go, rather than sell it or not show up.
Regardless of the result, this move has created excitement and has made the fan base trying to at least have some fun with this again. So that's, yeah, there's a lot there as to who's making this decision and why are they making this decision. Otherwise, then just, yeah, that's a good question. But, you know, Tommy did some good things for us and he'll provide a spark, which I do think he can.
Mm-hmm.
But why have we gotten to this point other than the fact that Daniel Jones just stinks and it's over, thankfully?